Residents in the historic German city of Dresden are bracing for flood levels to peak today. Parts of the city center are under 10 feet of water, and tens of thousands have been forced to evacuate. It's the worst flooding to hit Germany in 150 years. Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder has called it a national catastrophe. He already has promised a rebuilding effort in Dresden, which was devastated by Allied bombing during World War II. NPR's Guy Raz has visited the hardest hit areas and joins me now from Berlin. Guy, describe the scene along the Elbe River.
Well, Renee, it's a pretty spectacular sight in Dessau and in Dresden, which are both sit along the Elbe River. People were standing on traffic bridges, and they were literally dipping their fingers into the river along some of the huge arched bridges in those towns, which are normally sort of 20 to 30 feet above the water. You can barely see the river paths that allow boats and barges through. I saw thousands of volunteers. They were frantically packing sandbags along parts of the river. They were trying to keep the water from spilling the riverbanks. In Dresden, as you mentioned, parts of the city center are completely underwater right now. The Elbe River there has now reached levels of 29 feet in some parts of the city.
What about the historic buildings that are in Dresden city center? Are they threatened?
Some of them are indeed. Most of the great historic buildings in town sit on the river's edge, so for example, the basement of Dresden's Opera House is now completely filled with water. And in the nearby Zwinger Palace, which is a museum that houses a major collection of Renaissance works, the employees have spent the past 2 days sort of frantically moving artwork to higher ground. But the good news is that none of this artwork is likely to be damaged. The bad news is that the buildings that house the collections will definitely suffer. The director of the Sempra Opera House has already said the opening season will be delayed indefinitely.
What about the rest of Germany? What other areas are being affected by the flooding?
Well, Renee, right now it looks like the water will crest in Dresden today, but further downstream along the Elbe in towns like Magdeburg, thousands of German soldiers have been mobilized. They're expecting to evacuate many more residents from the city today. And in the eastern German state of Brandenburg, that's the state that surrounds Berlin, officials have already evacuated 15,000 people from some villages along the river. The high water is expected to hit that area over the weekend. But basically, after that, experts in Germany say the worst should be over. By the time the Elbe reaches the North Sea, which is near Hamburg, things should pretty much have calmed down.
Guy, why have these floods been so devastating? Flooding took place in parts of Germany 5 years ago, but these seem really much worse.
Well, it's a question a lot of scientists and politicians are asking right now. I mean, we know there were torrential rains in Central Europe last week, and that obviously swelled the Vltava River in the Czech Republic. That river, of course, flows into the Elbe. And there's been a lot of river engineering along the Elbe over the past 50 years. I mean, parts of it have been straightened and dammed, and some natural floodplains along the river have been paved over. So a lot of scientists are saying that this really has exacerbated the flooding problem, and it shouldn't be this bad. And that's already becoming a hot election campaign topic. You know, there are federal elections here next month. So both of the major parties are in a way trying to capitalize on the crisis. Chancellor Schroeder's already released about $300 million in emergency aid, but ultimately, most experts here say the damage will go into the billions.
NPR's Guy Raz speaking with us from Berlin.